Alex isn't paying attention.
Oh, no, I'm paying attention. What up, y'all? It is your boy Rex.
It's your boy Skittles.
And we are finally back with another edition of the Random Unnamed Podcast.
It's been a month, people. A month since we've been sitting. Well, honestly, actually, hold on. No. It's been a month since our last episode came out. But it has been almost a month and a half to 2 months since we have recorded an episode in the Unnamed Studios.
Yep.
So, like, it took me a minute to remember how to set everything back up again. You know, it's...
Because it was routine back then.
Oh, now, dude, it's been too long. Like, and not only was it a routine, it happened, like, you know, recording our show, recording your show, recording my show, recording D&D movies. It was constant setup. So it was like,
yep,
like that. You know, it was, you know, it happened all the time. And it's just been so long since anything has been done that it was like, holy crap, where is everything? Do I have everything?
Right.
So yeah, it's fucking been a minute, people.
Yeah, it's been a minute. We got a couple of topics to go over today.
We got plenty of topics to go to.
Especially about the cancel culture hitting cartoons and shit.
Oh my god.
Punk asses.
Fucking ridiculous kind of shit. But first and foremost, we've had this person on the show before.
Yeah.
But this person is the first I can't speak. But that's not normal. But and that button still works. I remember that where that button still is. But no, we do have a special guest. This person has been on the show before, but this person has been only by phone only. This is the first time this person has joined us live in studio, in person. So yeah, we're going to have my cousin Justin join us. So welcome.
Hey guys, what's up?
So
yeah.
So yeah, so he's going to be joining us in all these conversations and topics today. Yep. So yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, this episode is more than, you know, because of all of how long it's been since we've actually been able to sit down and talk and do this shit like we normally do on a weekly basis.
Yep.
I feel like this episode's going to go for a while.
Probably.
Definitely.
And don't worry, we still got our songs of the week coming up, and trust us, we got plenty to go around for the next few weeks, because it's been a while. Even our last episode last month was the car episode, where we were talking about the Royal Rumble, and we didn't do songs of the week then, because we were in the car, recording off of our phone. So yeah, it's definitely been a while since song of the week.
Yep.
So, so what do you want to start off with?
All right, let's start off with Justin. How does it feel to have a Switch now?
Well, it was actually an impulse buy, thanks to Rex and Skittles over here. They finally convinced me to get one, so I got one and going to hopefully get some new skins and hopefully set it up tonight.
Oh, you're definitely setting it up tonight.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Just along the lines that I'm setting up my new Pokemon sheet. I finally bought.
Sword. I'm gonna just be playing Smash or Pokemon.
Right?
And they maybe also Mario got 35. Me in Pokemon,
then again, so. I mean, then again, by the time we're done recording this and I upload it and everything like that, it's gonna be after 11. And if I still want anything from Mrs. Skittles, I gotta go to bed with her. So it's gonna be after we're done recording. So I might not actually play the Switch tonight.
You're gonna be playing a different Switch.
Exactly.
You're gonna be putting your Switch into a different dock and port tonight.
Exactly. Dude, honestly, so we've all now gotten the Switch. Rex got it, and then I got it. No, Justin's got it. But it's actually a really cool fucking game system.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, it's something
good
that I wanted.
Did on the Go system as well. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pull out on a long car ride.
Yeah?
Yep.
I mean, it's something that I had wanted since it first came out. But it was so popular, and then at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody bought them out and everything like that. And now that people are actually getting the opportunity to be able to, you know, get this shit, it's actually really
I'm
fucking nice.
I'm still not
going to
get Animal Crossing. Nope.
Mrs. Skittles got it when we first got it to try it because she had never tried it before. But honestly, she hasn't played it since. And we've had the game system for about a month now. She hasn't played it at all.
To me, it's just in our cartoon that it should not be played like Fortnite.
Yeah, I'm cool with agreeing with you on that one, because Fortnite sucks. Agreed.
It's just a little kid's game at this point.
It really is.
It was like, if they get an adult game.
Like, I don't know if they have a mode where there's no building, but if they did, then maybe I'll hop in. Because I ain't gonna lie, playing with Thanos or Captain America, Iron Man, or Wolverine.
Or Thor.
Actually, no, never mind. I take that back. Decided them using guns. Nope, never mind. Oh,
right. Yeah, the guns.
Right?
The guns alone.
Nick Fury.
Like seeing Deadpool and him obviously being the character that has the guns.
See, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
But Ryu would, from Street Fighter, with a fucking minigun.
Yeah, no. Not right.
No. So. You use hands. You use Hadoukens and fucking...
Exactly.
Fireballs and hurricane kicks. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, Fortnite just... I don't know. Not something I play, but I mean, it's fun because now with the Switch they have the emulators.
Yeah.
So going back and playing the NESs and stuff, games, and playing the original Donkey Kong Country, something that I grew up playing, like, same. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah,
but fuck that baseball game though.
Hey, at least we learned the origins of how you get screwed over in Madden. Because
you guys actually learned the coding behind everything.
No, it's funny because we were playing the baseball game on the emulator the other day, and there was so many times where Rex especially got screwed over by the system, where it was ridiculous. But it was just like, we made the comment multiple times, that's where Madden gets it, because it was so fucked up. Stupid shit that should have been easy got fucked up. It was, it's just not right. But the game that, honestly, the game that's super fun on the Switch right now is Tetris 99.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's fucking awesome. Playing against
98 other people?
Yeah. Oh, that shit's fucking fun.
Can't wait until they get into the competition.
Yeah, it's just like
that Tetris. And Mario 35.
Oh, yeah. Mario 35 is fucking awesome. That shit. It's a bitch. I've sat there and I think the best I've done is like top 15, but like I've never. I mean, I saw you and Daniel the other day get into like the top 5, top 3, and I'm just like, that's ridiculous. Because I know for a fact that I can't. There's like, no way.
Like there's a little cheat way you can do some shit on there.
Oh yeah.
You can start off with the flower power up or the star power up and stuff like that. It's just. The coins you collect, they don't just go away. They get added total to what to your score and whatnot, and to your
time,
not to your time, but actually to your actual like coins,
life.
The coins that you get in general. Like you collect those coins. Those coins are there for you until you use them in game or at start of the game.
Yeah,
but yeah, other than that shit's fun. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. That shit's actually pretty good.
That shit's pretty good. I'm gonna get that shit for my Switch, so that way we can play online. Even though we're in separate places, we can still play online. That's the cool part. You know, because
different parts of the country, and you go like, hey,
exactly,
jump online, and
exactly,
you got your friends nearby.
You know, and that's the cool thing too. Is like, you know, like Mrs. Skittles and I talked about taking a road trip. In April, May, to Tampa Bay to go see WrestleMania. It's not happening, but it was one of those that, hey, I can fucking take the Switch with me and be able to fucking play with people on the Switch.
Yep.
You know, and it's fucking sick as fuck. It makes it a lot easier to play online on the Switch than it does on the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you can't fucking, I mean... Don't get me wrong. In the Transformer, I can take the fucking PlayStation with me, and I can play the PlayStation. But the Switch, it would be so much easier just to pull out.
Smaller.
Exactly. Easier. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So.
And it supports local offline, too. So as long as everyone's playing the same game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's super. Honestly, the Switch is such a versatile game. I think Nintendo took what PlayStation tried to do with the PSP and made it so much better.
Yep.
You know, because there's a lot of shit that...
The PSP was paid to win.
It was, but I mean, it was still...
You can't really call a console pay to win, sort of say.
In some ways, it was. In some ways, it wasn't. I mean, it just depends on the games that you were playing.
Because most of the games that were out at that time, this was before DLC was super heavy. Like, super heavy.
But, see, and that's the thing, is even now, PlayStation's still trying to push their PSPs and their compatibility for games to be played on the PSP, but you have to pay for the extra DLCs for it now. So it's like, it's even gotten more expensive to have a PSP now.
I don't think they've done anything for PSP lately.
Well, there's a, no. If you go to the PlayStation Store, and like for example, if you go to find their free games, okay, there's stuff where it says remote play, where you can play on your PSP.
Yeah, because those are games they're ported to the PS4 that was originally on PSP.
Was it?
Yeah, there's a lot of games that are out on PSP that has remote play for PS4.
Yep.
Oh. I don't know. It's just the PSP, and when it came out, everybody loved it and liked it, but it didn't do what the Switch does. The Switch, I mean, because the PSP was strictly, it's like what the Lite is for Switch. It's literally, you can only play it one person, you can only do, you know, portable. Yeah, but with the Switch now, you can take it anywhere you're going, but you can also connect it to your TV.
Yeah.
So
that's but mainly the PSP was to it was the competition for the Nintendo DS.
Yeah. To a point. But I mean, even that, it was still Nintendo. Nintendo still did it better.
Yeah. Of course, Nintendo has handhelds on lockdown.
Like. Oh, yeah. No, there's no way that Sony or Microsoft or ever...
They had it on lockdown like Tom Brady had the fucking Chiefs on lockdown.
I mean, but that's the thing, though, is Nintendo's had handheld games on lock since the fucking the 80s, 90s when they put the fucking Game Boys out.
Oh, yeah. Like, come on. Game Boys. I remember playing on those.
I mean, come on. Who didn't grow up having a fucking purple green, Game Boy Color?
the see-through purple one?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, but yeah, I mean, the Switch overall is just, it's a badass system.
But man, let's go ahead and talk about our boy Pepe Le Pew and our homie Speedy Gonzalez. Cancel culture.
And Dr. Seuss. Granted, don't get me wrong. I know. I know.
Cancel culture. Fuck y'all, man. Not everything is meant to stir up shit.
There's like, come on. Speedy Gonzalez, he was a fucking
mouse.
Mm-hmm. And he was obviously of Mexican origin. Like, how? Come on. And then you got fucking the skunk.
Pepe Le Pew's name.
That was fucking a dude was a fucking horny ass skunk.
Yep.
Like, come on.
Always smoking, always trying to get the girls. Always.
Come on. Like, we grew up. But what pisses me off about the cancel culture isn't the cancellation of people or animation or. Get into that in a little bit, dude.
Oh, no.
you know, or the cancellation.
Shout out to the homie.
You know, right? You know, the cancellation of animation, the cancellation of music, the cancellation of authors, fucking, what's her name? Gina Carano from...
You talking about Gina Carano from
Mandalorian?
Yeah.
You know, actors or musicians or anybody who has posted stuff in the past or anything like that. The fucked up part about it is it's all been in the fucking past.
Stop bringing it up.
Like,
what's done is done. That's it.
If you have a problem with a line from a fucking Eminem song, don't fucking listen to it. Who cares?
Exactly.
You know, if you got a problem with a certain animation,
don't watch it.
Don't fucking watch it. You know, if you got a problem with somebody tweeting something that you find offensive,
don't go unfollow them.
Unfollow it. Block the person. Ignore it. Like, it's not that fucking hard. You literally, like, Gina.
You have the power to ignore.
Gina not only being as hot as that she is, okay, like, she's a great fucking actor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was a great actor in Fast Five, you know? She was a great actor, obviously, in Mandalorian Season 1 and 2. And now the fact that you have literally ruined Mandalorian. No, I mean, I'm not saying they ruined the entire show, but you literally ruined part of Mandalorian just because you found a fucking tweet offensive.
Yep.
Like,
who does that? That's that. Are you serious? That's that pussy ass shit, man. You know, like, come on now. Like, people are getting so worked up over words. Like,
exactly.
Why do words offend people? They're just words. Shut the ears or something. But, don't listen.
I mean, but that I get it to a point. Words can hurt, and yeah. I understand that. But come on, people! Like,
there's times where this shit's going too far.
Like, are you telling me that every kid who grew up, whether it's nowadays, whether it's when we were growing up, wasn't bullied at some point? It's like I don't see y'all trying to go back and cancel your fucking bullies.
You know? Right.
I don't see
you. You know why? Because they'll get that ass whooped.
Right. You know, but that's what I'm saying.
Cancel culture, knuckle culture, what's up? Curb stomp culture, what's up?
Like, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, people, at some point back in the day, you were talking just as much shit.
Exactly.
You and were talking only, about something
not that only that, on a, as far as the animation side, the cartoon side, and whatnot. So, for with heavily people, they're saying that he's encouraging rape culture. Spider-Man is encouraging, if that's the case, Spider-Man and Batman is encouraging detective culture and fucking vine rope swinging culture. You see anybody dressed as fucking Spider-Man and flying around your city?
Right?
I was going to say, hi, Spider-Man, how you doing?
But, like, I get where you're
nobody,
going with
I don't
it.
See nobody stopping crime.
But that's
outside the police.
Exactly. But yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't see fucking Scooby-Doo fucking inspiring people to fucking solve mysteries.
That's because nobody smokes with their dog.
Yeah, like that is true. But I mean, that's what I'm saying though. And I hate to say it, knock on fucking wood somewhere, but like, it sucks to say, but eventually Scooby-Doo's gonna get affected by this.
No,
you know,
that's a classic. Why?
But so is Speedy Gonzalez. So is Pepe Le Pew. It's like, come on. These guys are classic cartoons that people grew up watching.
Eventually, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck are going to get hit.
Eventually.
With something.
You know?
Dude, there's hella shit that's been hit already. Like there's the show The Boondocks. There's a couple of episodes that will never, ever get aired again on Adult Swim because people
exactly. Are, exactly, it's ridiculous.
Some people are just too sensitive for
like,
their own.
If you
good.
Don't I hate fucking Robot Chicken. Fucking despise it. I think it is one of the stupidest things that ever been created. Now, I fucking despise it, but I'm not gonna say some of the shit's fucking hilarious because there are fucking shit. There are some skits that they put on there that's fucking hilarious, but I still fucking hate the shit. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, we need to get rid of it or it. I don't want it on TV. I'm just not going to fucking watch it. If I scroll upon Facebook videos and it happens to be a Robot Chicken video, if it's one of the ones that I know about or if it's something that I find funny, then hey, I'll fucking sit there and watch it. Exactly. But I'm not
fucking myself doing that.
Exactly. We've talked about it on the show before about how you can fall into the deep dark world of Facebook videos and the dark worlds of Twitter and Instagram. It's horrible.
Down the rabbit hole.
Down the rabbit hole on a dark on Twitter is just horrible, horrible. Mm-hmm. I haven't found myself doing it lately because the reason I was doing it in the past was I couldn't sleep, but lately I've actually been able to sleep, so I haven't found myself doing it in a while, but
I haven't gone down the rabbit hole in a while.
Yeah, it's fun to do every now and then.
Yeah, but oh, definitely.
But all the time is just
I've been
you find some fucking weird shit on
TikTok and go like
we avoid TikTok. Neither one of us have TikTok.
I just do it for my streaming videos, honestly.
Nope,
that's where I post my video game stuff.
I use Twitch.
Exactly.
I can use Twitch, I'm going to delete TikTok and start using Twitch again.
You know, the problem with Twitch, though, is copyright shit.
It's gotten worse. Twitch has gotten worse because each algorithm between YouTube and Twitch, there's a percentage they take out, right? Mm-hmm. So for some people that use YouTube, they see about 30% of what their earnings are taken. 30% of their earnings, even if it's donations straight to them.
Oh yeah, and that's the fucked up part.
It goes to YouTube. I'm like, that's fucking
like,
stupid.
Like, if any of our listeners, okay, and we posted in our episode description, if any of our listeners wanted to support our show, you click the link in our description of the episode, and you can support us directly. And obviously, if you did, we'd appreciate it 100%. And y'all get shout outs if you support us. But that money, especially through Anchor, supports us and goes directly to us. Yep. Anchor doesn't take anything out. Mm-mm. When somebody, a viewer, a listener, donates money to any podcast, the money goes straight to us. Now, yep. Now, when it comes to sponsors, Anchor takes their portion of that money. But when a fan directly donates to support, they don't take the money.
Exactly.
And that is awesome. But when Twitch or YouTube starts doing it,
Twitch is 50%.
And that's ridiculous. That's fucking crazy, ridiculous. And I mean, we've talked last year. You and I were fucking streaming all the fucking time on Twitch.
I remember that. You guys were constantly posting videos.
But it to a point, it becomes ineffective to stream. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, you could have a huge amount of viewerships. You could get paid for it eventually. But it's not worth it in the long run. You have to literally do streaming full fucking time if you want to make it a living on Twitch or YouTube. No fucking wonder all these YouTubers have to post 3-4 times a fucking week, if not more, just to keep their viewers up. Because if not...
Or every day.
Yeah.
Whoa. Time to fuck out. Cancel a cartoon character. Oh, from suggesting that Jerry the Mouse is a carrier of a disease to questioning the validity of Mario's plumber's license, people are listing the cartoon characters they think should be canceled.
Why? Okay, so this goes back to what we were talking about a minute ago. Okay. Cancel a cartoon character. Patrick Starr has been confirmed to kill at least one person, and it's a picture of
a fishing license.
His fishing license holding up a dead fish, which is just another person. Of course. Danny Phantom for a picture of him phasing out of a door from a girl's locker room. Angelica was basically a Karen before it had a name.
Yeah.
All right. That one's actually true.
That one's, yeah.
Johnny Bravo, this dude is lucky social media wasn't a thing back then, because he would have been me too'd so fast. You know what? Okay, hold on. Before we go back before we keep going down this list, Johnny Bravo was fucking amazing.
Man, I'm pretty.
Like, I don't give a shit. The dude was fucking conceited like a motherfucker.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. But the fact that he did not care whether he got fucking denied.
The thing is, compared to him,
he kept trying. That's
between
all
him and Pepe Le Pew, he really didn't touch nobody.
No, fuck no.
Pepe Le Pew was a touchy motherfucker.
Yeah. But like, Johnny was just hitting on him. Johnny was just trying to get laid. Johnny was trying to get a girlfriend.
He was just trying to get his dick sucked. That's all it was.
But he just failed. Like,
miserably.
Like, horribly at times, but it was just
Brock from Pokemon.
Exactly,
but with eyes.
But like, Johnny was just fucking awesome. So honestly, I mean, I can see why people are having a problem with Johnny Bravo, but I don't really care. That one I gotta disagree with. Mario hasn't had a plumber license in over 30 years.
Stupid.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, that's not right.
Come on.
Come on.
That is not right.
How the fuck are you going to cancel Clifford?
He's already gone.
Clifford used steroids to grow and profited off of his illegal drug use. Are you serious right now?
Disagree.
Come.
The fucking trolls of the internet, yo.
All right. Bugs Bunny is openly dividing America as he's cutting off Florida. That's actually funny. Mr. Burns, because he never paid taxes.
Who does, though, sometimes? Like, there are a lot of people out there that don't pay taxes.
Honestly, though, this is a whole nother subject and everything like that, but Mr. Burns revolutionized fucking energy in The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck ever... And you never heard about PG&E?
Nope.
But you heard about nuclear energy straight from Burns.
Yeah.
Like, come on. He owned that town.
Yep.
He did. When it came to energy. Come on.
If you didn't have the money, you had no energy.
Like, no fucking wonder he never paid taxes because he owned an entire town. He didn't fucking care.
He's like, getting all that money.
You're doofus Burns.
Yes.
The man tried to take over the tri-state area every day.
At least he tried.
Yeah. Winnie the Pooh for repeated offenses of burglary.
Of what, food?
So y'all worry about him stealing shit, but not going to acknowledge the fact that all he do is he's just like Wacko minus the hat from Animaniacs. He just got red t-shirt on and just throwing that shit in a circle.
His shit is fucking just dangling all day.
Yep.
Cancel Dale Gribble, a.k.a. Rusty Shackleford. We all know he was a part of the storming of the Capitol building. Damn. Hold up. Oh, shit.
I would hit another one for that.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, come on.
Fuck. It's
Dr. Eggman.
Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah. He pissed on the moon.
He's 87 years old and still refuses to wear pants.
Oh, come on. If you're going to talk shit on Daffy Duck for not wearing pants, talk shit on fucking Winnie the Pooh for not wearing pants. Like, come on.
Or basically not wearing anything except for a shirt.
Bubble Buddy, he poisoned our water supply, burned our crops, and delivered a plague into our houses.
Stupid.
Sir Topham Hutt has let too many train collisions happen and done almost nothing to stop them for over 20 years. He is canceled. That's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. That one's fucking funny because that is true as a motherfucker. What episode of Thomas the Train did not have some type of fucking train accident?
I can remember not one.
Like, come on.
Every single episode, at least one accident or one mishap. I mean, I remember the one where he always was, one of the trains was always chasing a balloon. And he eventually got caught to the balloon. And then he got covered by the balloon. Accident. Waiting to happen.
Yeah.
That's why you don't follow red balloons.
Dale Gerber. Mr. Krabs faces charges of attempted murder, kidnap, counterfeiting, overworking employees, kidnapping and torturing jellyfish, embezzlement, impersonating a police officer, littering, and cannibalism.
What? Piglet.
Oh my god.
Hashtag cancel a cartoon character. Piglet fucked my wife.
How? He's a pig!
Oh, shit. That's fucking awesome. Thank you. As Mrs. Skittles walking in the room, there's a hashtag going around. You can look at it. It's hashtag cancel a cartoon character. We were just talking shit about the cancel culture and everything like that. So there's people who are talking trash because, like, Speedy Gonzalez and... Yeah.
Right. They even want to cancel Pepe Le Pew.
The skunk, the skunk, horny ass skunk.
The
horny
dude.
Yeah.
The next one under Piglet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Under Piglet.
Yep.
Don't cancel Piglet.
No, there's a lot of these ones are just trolls. But yeah, it's just people are talking shit.
Turns out Yosemite Sam was one of Trump's Proud Boys.
he was always supporting cannon fire.
It's fucking funny.
Oh, man.
Why are people trying to cancel culture? We won't have any TV to watch. Are we going to listen to his politics and somebody jerking off?
Boring.
Okay, so, all right. So, Mrs. Skittles actually brings up a good point.
I do.
Yeah.
So, if people have such a problem, if people have such a problem with certain things, as simple as a horny-ass fucking skunk, then how the fuck do they not have a problem with Pornhub?
Remember, Dr.
Because Seuss sometimes it's entertaining.
Dr. Seuss got compared to that Cardi B song.
Yeah, I know. I'll get to that in a sec. I'll get to that.
You know why? Because Johnny Sins is a fucking hero, man. Astronaut, doctor, teacher, policeman, fireman.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing how in a 5-minute period, one man can be so many things.
Hey, you're basically talking about Roger from Family Guy.
So could a woman.
What?
So could a woman. Woman could be so many things in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
True.
No, alright, I know it's International Women's Day and you're all, you know, womaned up and everything like that today, but it's like, I'm not talking shit about women can't do what men do. I mean, I ain't trying to do that shit.
They can do more.
No, you got about like an hour and a half before you can do that. So once midnight
hits, right? It has nothing to do with that. It's just like, and trust me, there's plenty of porn stars, women porn stars out there that have done the same thing Johnny Sins has done.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't doing that. But, like, it's one of those that you can literally go and find a compilation video on Pornhub of Johnny Sins videos, and literally, in a 5-minute span, the man has been a teacher, an astronaut, part of the military, a prisoner, to fucking literally anything and everything you can imagine. He has done
I remember there was one weird one, down the rabbit hole type thing. And he was like a policeman, and I was like, it was weird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sure you've done that too.
Mm-hmm.
It surprised me.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. So, alright, what's the next one?
Oh, God.
No.
See, I'm gonna bring back this stupid fuck. Oh, that's the dude from
Ice Age,
yeah. Little baby from Ice Age. Snoopy is obviously on some kind of hallucinogenic drugs and is therefore inappropriate role model for children.
I highly disagree. Snoopy is an amazing character and Woodstock. Go Peanuts Gang!
It's literally... Okay, I swear to God, you just said penis. I know you meant peanuts, but I swear to God it sounded like you said penis. The dog was just using his imagination, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Total drama.
Oh, my God.
AKA you know, Cartoon Survivor.
Dude, that shit is fucking hilarious.
It is.
Oh, fuck. That fucking show is hilarious.
Definitely show. There's no way.
He's bullshitting out of this situation.
Disgusting, oh, shit.
Disgusting black creatures get on. Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, that's stupid.
Oh, my God. That's
so funny. That means we got to cancel Trunks?
Let me
from because there's an episode in the Goku Black episode or Goku Black arc where Goku and Vegeta are in future Trunks' timeline where everything's all fucked up and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
as usual, and the military pull up out of nowhere and had Goku surrounded, and Trunks come out and went, no, wait, don't shoot, he's not black. I was like, fucking man.
Cancel Scar because he murdered Mufasa and tried to kill Simba.
Not only that, I think...
Just tried to beat Kang.
He also ate Mufasa. Facts,
yeah, knows. Right? Peppa Pig insults her dog, her dad with no mercy. See, I'm cool with canceling Peppa Pig because she's a fucking annoying.
Annoying. Agreed. And more.
Fuck Thomas the Tank Engine for cracking a smile, knowing damn well his bitch ass single-handedly caused global warming. Oh my god. Okay, y'all gotta go check this shit out. Just go on Twitter, search hashtag cancel a cartoon character. This shit is fucking hilarious.
Just fucking Eustace.
Randall from Recess because no one likes snitches.
The big head bottleneck ass. This big head bottleneck asshole. I can't wear a mask. I have a medical condition looking ass bitch.
I don't even remember what show that's from.
I think that's either Pop Up Girls or Cow and Chicken. Yeah, or something.
I think actually it is.
1.1.
Caillou's whiny, bald headed, unprovoked, violence towards his sister, crybaby, bitch ass. Please.
Just a child.
Please. Caillou. How the fuck does. I mean, all right.
No. Don't cancel him. He'll never grow up to be Aang. Oh.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, hell no.
No.
You are not. Y'all not canceling Uncle Iroh. No.
Iroh is wise and powerful.
This is the dragon of the West.
Never underestimate.
Some shit I don't know.
Dude, that whole little soldier song that he sings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that's about, right?
No.
So
this is that was, I'm gonna step that, out so of the conversation.
So in the Avatar, which is actually getting revamped.
So oh, yeah, this is all between the two y'all, because I've never watched.
There's Airbender a special episode. There's an episode of the Avatar where it's. From the perspective of different people.
The perspective
so
of
he sings a song called "Little Soldier Boy, Come Home, Please Come Home," and it's meant for his son who died.
Yeah, it's meant
right?
for his fun son. But
actually,
it
wasn't meant for Zuko. It was actually meant for his son in the show. But it was actually a song for the voice actor because he was dying of cancer.
Oh wow. Or that's like a tribute.
So he was doing a tribute to his son on the show, but
legit respect.
But also to himself. I was like, damn.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was gonna take a
tell you, man, you that. Watch you watch when you watch if you watch this, Uncle Iroh
He will surprise.
Nah, I'm still in the process of going back and binge watching all the seasons of Survivor. So,
I remember watching Avatar.
How the fuck? No.
Excuse me.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Read it.
Hold the fucking off. No.
I'm not reading this.
There is no way in fucking hell.
She has no license for that absolute dump truck of an ass.
There is no way in hell you are canceling Elastigirl and Mrs. Incredible. Okay, they're the same person. So, but, like, no, you cannot. For one, every person, I don't give a shit who you are. I do not give a shit who you fucking are. You've had some type of fucking... If Mrs. Incredible, Elastigirl, was a real fucking person, every guy would fucking want after that piece of ass. Like, she, like, no. You can't, no. Nope.
That caption is...
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
She has no license for that absolute dump truck of an ass.
It's fucking hilarious. Lucy Van Pelt for acting like Dr. Phil.
Oh my goodness, that is so true. All right,
that one's actually pretty funny, though.
Not Miss Frizzle.
Miss Frizzle for going into people's buttholes without permission.
She only did that once. It was only once was that episode. I remember that episode, actually.
You know what's funny about that?
Oh my gosh, what's that? Girl, that's a booty hole.
Miss Frizzle, what's that?
The funny part about that is the porn parody. That's, God.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know what the fuck that... Oh, wait, no. You may be 10, but animal abuse is still animal abuse. They're not animals. They're Pokemon. You can't cancel Ash.
This is Freezer right here. Guys, let's cancel Freezer. Freezer. He calls people monkeys. Oh, shit.
All right, that's
it.
That's the final.
I don't think the last one will tell. The one earlier is not going to tell.
We hit the peak. We're done. Nope.
More rabbit holes.
Nope. We're good. That's going to be the best one.
As much as we hate the cancel culture, we're kind of having fun with this bullshit.
That one was funny. But in all full honesty, if you got a problem with something, everybody has the right to express their opinion. Not going to deny you that ability. We offer you guys a platform on our show. To come on the show or message us on Facebook or not Facebook, but Instagram and Twitter. And we are more than willing to share your opinion on our show.
Yeah, they do it a lot.
But in full honesty, it's one of those, if you guys got an opinion, you're more than welcome to speak it out and talk about it. But don't push your opinion on somebody else.
Yeah.
Like,
just holler at us one time for one time.
Exactly.
On Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Just at @RU_podcast.
And at @RU_podcast on Instagram. Like,
I have not logged into that thing.
I have that. Well, I can't say unfortunately. I'm not saying unfortunately. I have that logged into literally every device I own. Whether it was from my iPad before it took a shit to my phone that I just repaired to my laptop to like anything and everything I have Twitter on, it's logged into. So I have complete access to our account, and same thing with our Instagram. So it's one of those that if y'all want to talk to us, that is the best way to get to direct contact to us is through Twitter, because I have it logged into everything. So, and literally you message us, I will get it and I will respond fairly fucking quickly too, because I'm always on my phone unless I'm at work.
This is true.
Unless I'm at work. So.
He's playing cards.
So what else? What else is there? I mean, we're at the 43-minute mark now, so.
Oh, shit.
Song of the week.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah, just about. But other than that, you know, we are. There's nothing really going on in the world of sports so far.
Basketball just had their All-Star game. But, I mean, who the fuck's paying attention to basketball? I mean, honestly, I don't even know what the Heat record is or the Lakers record are. So
I haven't been keeping up with it
either. No, it's 100%.
Don't have TV.
Football, J.J. Watt went to Arizona.
Yeah.
Watson's still on the trade board. Prescott just signed a 4-year, $160 million contract. Russell Wilson right now is up in the air, but more than likely staying in Seattle. Because one of the teams he said he would be willing to be traded to was Dallas, and Dallas just signed Prescott for another 4 years, so that's not going to happen. So that's pretty much it for that. That's
pretty much it for sports.
Baseball, spring training just started last week.
Yeah, I think y'all beat the Cubs yesterday.
Honestly, it's spring training. I don't really give a shit. I'm looking forward to it. Speaking of sports, though, actually, you know, while we're talking about sports, California is getting better due to COVID. Yep. A lot of numbers are down.
Yep.
Fresno County, which is where we're at, is right on the fucking verge of going down a tier to down to red. So, I mean, we're like right there.
Come on, people. We need to do this.
Yeah, we need our per capita, how many people get positive per 100,000.
Get into more tournaments.
those numbers, that's the number that we need to get down. I mean, what was it? Just the other day was the first day in months that there was not a single death in Fresno County due to COVID. So, I mean, our deaths are down. Our hospitalizations are down. I mean, a week and a half ago, we were at like 200 some odd people hospitalized. Yeah. We're now down to almost 150. So, I mean, and those aren't from deaths. Those are from being released and being covered. Nice. More people are getting vaccinated if you're into that. Overall, Fresno County and the state is getting better. However, my issue right now with the state getting better, and obviously I want everything to go back. I'm not saying that it shouldn't. My issue is that the governor has now changed his metrics for what is allowed to be open in each tier to benefit him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that it would benefit people, because he just announced that instead of the county being in orange, if a county is in red tier, theme parks are allowed to reopen at 25%. So you're telling me that a park like Disneyland, who can host almost 10,000 people on a daily basis, you're now going to allow to be open at 25%, which is allowed 2,500 people in at a time.
How are you going to keep count?
Exactly. You know, not only that, then you're telling me that, and then he also announced that if a professional sport is played in the county, the stadium can be opened at 15 to 25%. So my question is why are we waiting until now? Why wasn't this done back then? Why wasn't it done? You know, why were limitations put on anything? And then the one that pisses me off the most, now I know you and I have talked about this one, is that now indoor concerts are going to be allowed back in person.
I'm not doing that shit.
No, I know. You and I have had that conversation. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, how the fuck do you change it where a county, all it has to be is in the red tier now, which obviously the numbers are declining if it's in red or if it's in orange. That doesn't make it perfect.
Exactly.
So that's my only issue. Obviously, I want us to go back to red. I want us to go to orange. I'm sorry. I want my fucking Dragon Ball tournaments. I want my Magic tournaments. I want to participate in the Saban series for Final Fantasy.
Like, yeah.
I want the shit back. Are you messing with your song that we can get it ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I want all this shit back. You know, and for me, that's what I do on a daily basis at work. I want this shit back. I want more people to interact with at work. I want more people to set shit up so that way it'll be more fun. You know, getting shit to have, you know, right now we're averaging 5 to 10 people on a daily basis at the shop. I want it to get to the point where we're averaging 20, 30, 40 people back in the shop.
Be full.
You know, I want our tables full. I want us to be able to, you know,
get our games back.
Exactly. So, you know, speaking of games, obviously, I mean, we got to shout them out just because that's where I work at. And obviously, who listen to us, we want y'all to, if you guys are players of any TCG game, whether it's Dragon Ball Super, whether it's Magic the Gathering, Final Fantasy, Flesh and Blood, anything card related, Ender's Games Clovis.com, Ender's Game Clovis on Facebook and Instagram, check them out and get your shit through them. So yeah, we'll go Song of the Week.
Yep.
All right, you got yours ready?
I just got to find a little doohickey.
It's right here. I already got it ready for you right there and shit.
Oh shit!
I know. I got that shit prepared. I knew where that one was.
Forgive me. This is a new phone that I'm using. had to look for the jack. All right, so here's mine.
Yeah, hold on.
This is from my boy that our episode at Tac Ops, that live performance, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
This Jock? Is Jock Malik, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
And it's called Where's My Lighter?
Oh, shit.
Can't even keep up with my lighter. Yeah, expectations way more out of pocket. Tell me, how can I abide when I can't even find them? The irony is I thought I was higher. Pull up on my crib all uninvited. Pressing for some time like you entitled. Best time when you think some bitches might be present, but I ain't with these surprises. No.
We had Jock, the live performance on the show, episode 9, by the way, part 9.
Yep.
It's a long ass time ago. You know, this is episode 78 that we're releasing.
Damn.
Almost 70 fucking episodes ago. That's a long ass time. Fuck. You know, that means by the end of this year, we'll be at our 100th episode.
We got to do something special for that.
It's a long ass time. But you know what's funny is is that shit on Spotify?
Yeah, it actually is on Spotify.
Oh shit! I have to look that shit up. That was a good
thing. I found it on Spotify because I just typed in Jock Malik.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I haven't heard his music in a minute. So 97 bins already. I was like, all right, yep.
Yeah.
Then this came on. I was like, wait, what the fuck? I was like, I ain't never heard this shit. Oh
shit. Yeah,
some good shit. I actually just watched a video of it today.
Nice.
I didn't know you had a video of it.
Nice. Yeah,
he was watching it in the car ride.
Nice. I think that's the wonderful. That's the cool thing about Jock. Besides the fact that we had him on the show, is that it's funny because we had him on the show and you know you, me, and Flex instantly just fell in love with his music.
Yeah,
because of just the lyricism that he had and the fact that he can just pop something out of his head just like that. You give him a beat and he'll pop it out.
Not only that, he'll create his own beat.
Exactly.
All he needs uh-huh. is his guitar.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Give him a guitar or a pencil on the desk. Psh, man.
Yeah, it's funny. We had this conversation in episode 10, I believe it was. We were just talking about it. You know, he was one of those guys where he'd be the one sitting at his desk in school, yeah, playing with fucking pencils and making beats and just, yeah, it's one of those that he...
telling him to shut up and telling him no.
Exactly. So, but yeah. But yeah, that's awesome. I didn't even fucking know that. So I have to go find that one on Spotify. Now, my song of the week... Now, this song started off as a viral TikTok video that I found on Facebook. But it turns out the song is actually pretty fucking good. Because it's one of those songs that you can just... You're like, what the fuck is this? But then about a few choruses in and a few... once you start listening to the beat and everything like that, you're just like, what the fuck am I listening to? This is pretty fucking awesome, you know? But most of these type of songs are like that, where you're just like, what the fuck is this? And then a few minutes later, you're like, wait, repeat that. I want to listen to that again, you know? So, this is my song of the week.
There once was a ship that put to sea, and the name of that ship was the Billy a T. The winds blew hard about it down, blow me bully boys blow. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Ha! Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Yeah, and I will full on 100% say that next week's song of the week for me is another sea shanty.
The thing about sea shanties though is like, one, it's like, wait, what? And I was like, ooh, and it just gets stuck in your head.
Exactly,
it can make you feel good inside yourself.
Well, hold on, and since we're talking about that, there's actually. Hold on, let me find it up on my phone real quick. Actually, you know, I'm not even gonna spend the time to do it. There's an episode of The Big Bang Theory that Penny creates her own business, the Penny Blossoms.
Penny Blossoms.
And there's a part of it where Sheldon comes over to Penny's apartment and starts helping her, and the rest of the cast, Leonard, Raj, and Howard, walk in, and they realize what they're doing, and they're singing along to a sea shanty. But it's fucking hilarious, because
it's producing more work.
Exactly. You know, it's just getting your mind into a thing of repetition, and it's just, yeah, it's funny, but it's true. It really is. Okay, so you have a song of the week. The issue is that you have to connect your shit via Bluetooth, which I'm not doing, so you need to find the song.
Or you just tell them the song.
So you need to find the song on my Spotify real quick. Dude, I got a new phone case. I ordered it off of Amazon. Dude, it's fucking badass. Nice. It's the American flag, but you know how there's
Oh shit, you know what we didn't talk about?
What?
WandaVision.
We didn't talk about WandaVision.
We give people a week to catch up.
We'll give people a week to catch up. We'll catch up. We'll do WandaVision next week.
Besides, next week we also either next week or the week after.
Actually, WandaVision's not over yet. We still have the behind the scenes episode that we have, and that comes out on Friday.
That's true.
So, wait, which fucking song is it? You gotta put click play. You gotta tell me what song it is. You can't just put the artist there. Hold the fucking phone. How the fuck are you gonna hand me my phone back and tell me that your song of the week is by Styx, one of the greatest fucking rock bands of all fucking time, and you are not gonna do the greatest fucking rock song of all time?
Gets me in a good
mood. No. Fuck, no. No.
All right, fine. What song do you suggest?
Hold the fucking phone. You are not going to give me my phone and tell me to play Styx and not fucking play Come Sail Away.
Oh, Come Sail Away. All right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No.
Go ahead.
No. Come on. And I will 100% tell you, there is no way in hell I am not going to know.
I'm sailing away. Set an open course for the virgin sea. As I've got to. Free to face a life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try.
Now, all right, don't get me wrong. Renegade is a good song. I'm not talking shit on you for wanting Renegade. It's a great song too, but I'm sorry. When you talk sticks, there are three songs that come to mind.
Come Sail Away, Mr. Roboto, and
Babe.
Yes, all right.
Those are the three fucking songs. Like, come on. It's like Journey.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Yeah. You don't fucking talk Journey unless you're talking Don't Stop Believing. You don't talk Journey without Lights.
Yes.
Like, come on. There are just certain songs. You're not going to talk about Aerosmith without talking about I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're not going to talk about Twisted Sister without talking about We're Not Going to Take It. There are just certain songs by certain bands, especially from that era, that you just... There are songs that just represent that band or that person.
Yep, that would be the three.
You know, so, don't get me wrong, Styx is one of the greatest bands of all time.
Agreed.
And Renegade's a good song.
Agreed.
But definitely not as good as Come Sail Away.
I agree, but still, Renegade just, like, knocks me out about... I could be in the pissed-off mood, I listen to Renegade, I'm good.
Oh, yeah,
I could be in a sad mood, and I Renegade, I'm good. Just give me Renegade and I'll be okay. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Honestly, Come Sail Away, yeah, it beats Renegade easily.
But before I started talking shit on Justin, next week on the show, we will break down our thoughts of WandaVision.
Yes, sir.
The entire season. From episode 1 to episode 9.
By then, y'all should have watched all the shit.
Exactly. So we're giving you a whole week.
Binge.
To get caught up on WandaVision before we do our review of it and lead into Falcon and Winter Soldier. So, we're going to give you all an entire fucking week.
Now, if y'all would excuse us, we are going to... Well, they're going to set up some shit on their Switch. I'm going to play my Switch. And...
We'll see. I told you. It was going to be 11:30 by the time we finish recording.
Yeah.
Now, I got to see whether or not Mrs. Skittles is going to bed yet or not. Because if she's going to bed, I'm going to bed because I'm getting some.
Oh, yeah. So
I got to put my...
Well, so you're still playing the Switch then?
Yeah, exactly. Just a different version of the Switch?
Yeah.
Exactly.
A different lightweight version.
So, with that being said, though, y'all get the fuck out.
All right, people. Time to go home. Yep. Closing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's a better choice of work that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, my friend.